told Travis his whole life, because I realized, you know, and like Monty brought up, you know, I don't listen to too much of the news or nothing anymore, because over the last couple of years, it has really been to where you cannot get the truth. You get a one side thing, the way that they see it. And people's not like that in the world, you know. And but this Bible don't lie. This Bible tells the events that's coming, and the Bible says in the last days that there'll be seducers, there'll be false prophets, there'll be people that prophesy lies. It's going to happen, you know. And he said there'll be perilous time, troublesome time. Men will be pleasers of themselves, pleasers of pleasures, more than lovers of God, and all of that, you know. I mean, so it's all in there. But you know, I've told Travis his whole life, and pretty much his whole life, I've told him, son, the only way you are going to know truth in this world is that Bible. The Bible is truth. And anybody that lines their life up as close as they can with the Bible, you can fair well trust them. I mean, there's trustworthy people out here. He's faithful to the Lord, people, and that's us. We're working on it. I'm not always all complete, but God's word is the basis of the life change that I have experienced in 27 or 8 years that I've been serving the Lord. Had I not been a student of the word of God, I mean, I heard people, you know, they would say, well, you just, when you go into ministry, you're signed up for poverty. That was their experience. That's what they had experienced, you know. They felt called into the ministry, and they'd go to churches, and the people wouldn't give and all that. So they experienced that. That's what they experienced. So they started believing that and preaching that, ministering that. When I say preach that, you don't have to be behind the pulpit to preach. You can be sitting in your living room with your friends, saying stuff that is not in line with the Bible, and you're preaching another gospel. You're ministering another gospel. You're ministering your opinion, or your, you know. And but the thing about it, I told Travis, always, you know, even if the word of God is against you, don't change it. Don't try to change the word, you know. Don't try to twist the word to fit your lifestyle. You know, if my life is not lining up with God's word completely, I'm not going to be in denial about it. Praise God, I'm going to ask God, help me, God, to come on in line with your word and your will, Lord, because that life is a blessed life. That life is a blessed life. And it will cause us, you know, I mean, I used to think, you know, when I got born again, that I needed this to you know, I needed to rely on people and things like that to be successful. But I realized that all I really need is the Lord. And he'll line up everything else. He'll line up people I need. He'll line up things that I need. You know, so I read the scripture one time, and it says, I will have no other God before me. You know, and I thought, well, Buddha and all of that, I'm not going to worship another God. Or I mean, they worship a lot of things out of this country. Rats. I mean, they won't kill rats. That's somebody done died and come on back as a rat, a gopher, or whatever. And I mean, they're treated with royalty and fed good and all of that stuff, you know. But you know what? I can be my own God. See, that's what, when I start choosing to trust in things other than, I mean, just like today, I do not trust the media. Well, that's because you're a Trump lover. That's dumb. Open your eyes and listen to what they're saying. I mean, you know what? Right now, today, this one world government will come in existence. It is going to happen. Where you know, there's going to be a one world order, a one world government. This is just a taste of it being ushered in. It's not time. I don't believe it's time for that. But you know what? I mean, just like, you know, you believe it or not, that this economy was generated by this government. How do you know that? They shut down all the pipelines, gas pipelines, opened them up over there in Russia or China. Let them have them, but shut ours down. Where we're dependent on our enemy. Now, I'm talking about, you know, I was thinking about it this morning. I was thinking, well, you know, Lord, some of your people, you know, they think if Satan would just back off, if he would just leave me alone. See, you're putting confidence in the devil backing off. He's not going to back off. He's not going to back off. But the Bible says that the righteous are as bold as a lion. We're bold. We're to be bold. We're not to be mean. We're not to be cruel, but we're to be bold. People will tell you today, well, it's just almost impossible to live have a marriage and be married for 35 years. That's just, you just don't hear of that. Just because you don't hear that don't mean it's true. Right? Come on, somebody. The Bible's truth. You can do all things. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Now, why I said that about the media and all of that, it really could discourage me of not even wanting to be in business. Can't get no help and all of that, you know. But what I'm saying here, we're not beggars. We're believers. We're not victims. We're not victims. I'm not a victim. We're not victims of the circumstances that's handed down to us by the government officials. They want to tell me right now that I'm fixing to have to marry men and women. Well, they can take that and go to hell with it. I know we're in church. Where does that come from? Hell. Jesus prayed and he said, Father, I pray that it be done on earth as it is in heaven. He didn't say in heaven that he created Adam and Steve. It was Adam and Eve. It's an abomination in the Bible for a woman to be with a woman and a man to be with a man. I don't care if half the family does it. It does not make it right. And we've got to believe truth or we will be deceived by lies. And lies bind us. It's about our life. It's about our freedom in here in the Lord. And Jesus said, we will know the truth and the truth will make us free. Now, it don't mean that I hate folk, that I'm down. Hey, you live there. They can live their life any way they want to. Anybody can. That's what Jesus come to give us, free choice. I can go and divorce Teresa and marry a man if I want to, but God don't mean God's okay with it. I can give in to those wrong demonic spirits just like our government did. They believe they are doing the right thing. I believe some of them believe that they're doing the right thing. But you know what? That don't mean that it's not going to lead to a collision course and crash. Hallelujah. So we must be rooted and grounded in the Word of God. Give me to John 10:10, Beth, please. The thief cometh not but for to steal, to kill, and destroy, but I'm come that you might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Did you know that Jesus, this man that told us this, these are supernatural words right here. These are not natural. These came by the Holy Spirit. They inspired by God. He just read it to us in Sunday school. But Jesus said here that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Well, abundantly means to the full, till it overflows, nothing missing, nothing lacking. That means your spiritual life. That means your natural life. That means your house. That means your car. That means more than enough. That means everything. He said he's given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. All things that pertain to life and godliness. Everything. So we must renew our minds. That word abundant means to the full, till it overflows. And you know what? The more that darkness covers the earth, it's going to. Isaiah 60 says, it says darkness will cover the earth and gross darkness the people. He says, but arise and shine. You know, they overturned Roe versus Wade and it got the government upset. Our government. That is supposed to be for life. Got them upset and went and signed some kind of executive order that women can abort babies. That's murder. I don't care who Biden is or his age. If you are given in to demonic spirits and you believe that a woman has the right to get pregnant and just kill and murder that baby, you are against God's word. I don't care if you get mad or not. A woman has the right to think before she does it. A man has the right to think before you get any sexual intercourse. Don't cast out the baby and kill the baby because you don't want the responsibility of the life that you generated in a moment. See, this world's warped up. The Bible says that we don't belong to ourselves. We were created by Him and for Him, the Bible says. The Bible says that we've been bought with a price. That's not just born again believers. We've been bought with a price. For God so loved the world, they was not right with God when Jesus died on that cross. They was not. For God so loved the world, they couldn't be redeemed until He laid His life down to redeem us. Redeem us from the curse of darkness. Jesus said, if we follow Him, follow the Word, follow Him, follow the Spirit, we will not walk in darkness. I made up my mind 2 years ago when the pandemic hit, and ain't now monkeypox. They'll come up with something else. They ain't gonna brainwash me that God's Word can't protect me from monkeypox, from COVID or the next thing that comes. Biden was fully vaccinated and took the junk that they give him, and they say now caused him to get COVID 3 days later. Whoa. Just pump yourself on up with that junk. Better be pumped up in the Word of God. The Word of God, I was thinking about it. I thought I had COVID. I probably had it more than once. Don't know. But I'm not one to lay down to something like that. I'm not one to lay down and say, well, you know, it's going to be, you don't know what your body's going to be later on. No, I got on the Word of God, and I began to cast that thing off of me. In Isaiah 54:17, I kept saying it, no weapons formed against me will prosper. Only with my eyes will I see the reward that the wicked gets. Now see, that's being bold. And people have got mad at me. Well, who do you think you are? You're saying I ain't got no faith because I got COVID? I said, did I say your name? Did I say your name? Don't get mad because I thought it and it didn't get me. Don't get upset because my God is able to do abundantly. See, this makes people mad. When all you're doing is you're trying to build yourself up in God's Word, you're going to stand on in the anointing. You are not going to fall prey to the enemy and weakness and be a beggar and at the mercy of whatever this world has the answers for. They don't have them. They're trying to come up and fix us, but that's not where it's at. The Bible says, by Jesus' stripes ye were healed. You stand on that. That is truth. That'll make you not be a beggar. That'll cause you to conquer. That'll cause me to conquer. Hallelujah. But see, and people get mad. Well, you're just on. You was just a trunk. Look, I told my pastor not too long ago when the things are going, Katie Britt and all of them go for the Senate. I'm not voting no Democrat or Republican in. Neither one of them. I'm not a Republican and I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a liberal. I am for the truth. And I'm going to vote for that person that has a background of 7 or 8 years back. I can see voting for things that line up with God's Word, not what they say. We're dumb if we just do. We listen to what they say and we don't look at what they do. Do you believe everybody in the world that tells you, yeah, I'll see you tomorrow, I'm going to work on your back porch, and you don't see them for? You believed them when they said it. Why? Because they looked sincere. They sounded sincere. But 4 months later, you ain't seen them. Did they tell you the truth? Well, something come up. Don't water it down. See, that's the problem. We water things down. Well, they mean well. Well, the government means well. Well, meaning well. People mean well. People's told me on my side of the family before, I don't know how you put up with Teresa, you know. I'd have got rid of her a long time ago. She's the smartest. She's this. She's that. She's this. If I'd have listened to them, I wouldn't have one of the best Sunday school teachers in the world. Was they telling me the truth? No, they was telling me what they thought they wouldn't live with. You see what I'm saying? I'm just making a point. All of these things try to come to get me to waver off of my convictions on the inside. We've been talking about, going and being led by the inner man, by the inward man. See, but if our inward man is not nourished up in the Word and preaching and things like that, that's why I don't listen to secular music. I mean, it's not that I think it's all sin. I mean, I used to sing it. I was a wannabe Garth Brooks. I sang all of his songs. I still can, still know the tunes. But all of those things tried to define me. It tried to, you made me feel good, you know. I mean, different things, you know, and all of that stuff where the gospel set me free. They didn't, none of them get me to where, to life. None of the Garth Brooks songs and all of the drugs I did it all. Not all, but I mean, I've did a lot. You know, looking for a good time, looking for joy, and looking for a good life and all of that. But I found it one day whenever I was on my knees fixing to commit suicide, and I told the Lord, I said, if you are really real, Lord, come in, help me. I said, help me. And that moment I was born again, like Monty was talking about 2014 at this altar. I've never been the same again. I mean, there's something on the inside of me now. That's your inner man that knows that Jesus is the way, that knows that truth is the way, that knows that God's way is the way to a good life, that God's way is a way to healing and success. Hallelujah. And I don't care how dark this world, this word don't change. And Jesus said in Hebrews, he said, I am the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. He will not change. The Lord said, God said, I am the Lord your God, and I change not. He don't change. God's word don't change. And God's attributes don't change. God's power don't change with the generations. But I find that throughout the years, you know, the Lord would tell me, he would say, if you don't fight, you won't win. If you quit, you can't win. You know, and I'll be like, well, God, you're God. Why don't you just move? And the Lord told me one time, he said, I've done all I'm going to do in the earth. He said, now it's up to you through Jesus to believe me. He said, Jesus hung on that cross and he said, it is finished. And then Jesus told the disciples, he said, in my name, go in my name and cast out devils, heal the sick, raise the dead. He said, go in my power. In other words, the Lord was giving me a revelation that my life was going to be the choices that I make towards him and in him and for him. Hallelujah. Do you know, just pastoring the church, it's not an easy task. It's not. I mean, I put in endless hours at times praying. I fast, come down here, turn the heat on, all that, you know, and something tears up, air conditions. I have to put off my life and make it happen and, you know, and different things. And I don't need no pat on the back. I'm just saying, I'm in the will of God. And whatever the cost is for me to do that, I'm going to do it. Even if it's my job. I've even pulled my family down out of ministry. I pulled Travis out of ministry. You ain't getting up here and singing. You've got nothing to sing about. Took a chance. I'm just telling you, don't let nothing get in the way of your conviction. It, based on the Bible, not your thinking, you know, that gets in the way of you serving God. But you know what? I mean, Travis, he got his heart changed and all of that, and he's here today. And see, if you're here and you are not born again, I'll make you mad. Just talking about news media. You love it. Well, I don't. I don't love the lying. I don't love all the stuff they're doing to this country. I don't agree with none of it. They going back to 1776 to our founding fathers. They went in the snow with no shoes on for 2 weeks because one man that had conviction from the Lord, and they went 2 weeks in snow and wrapped things around there and defeated a big army, or me and you wouldn't have no freedom today. And they tried to fire that man. They said, get rid of him. He's a Fruit Loop, because he said God is with us. God ain't with this government. I'm praying and believing he can do all he can do for them. So don't sit up there wealthy. That'd be like me reach a place where I am today. I'm blessed. I'm worth a lot of money. I've got assets, but God, I believed in this Bible right here and worked hard and believed God and strengthened me and all of that, and I give him all the credit, praise God. But you know what? I'm not going to look down on people that's got nothing and say, well, and make choices that is going to hurt them regardless of what I think. Not going to happen. Shouldn't happen for you either. Better not ever forget where you come from. God will take you from being beggars. He'll take you from being a victim. He'll take you from being a beggar mentality to who you really are. The Bible says we're kings and priests unto God, and it's not based on where you work. You need to be in the will of God, but you need to be believing. Proverbs 10:22 says, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow. I told the Lord when the pandemic hit, I said, I'm not going to live by the pandemic, Lord. I'm not going to live by it. I'm going to live by your word. Isn't that what the Bible says? Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of God shall man live. Don't the Bible still say that? It does, don't it? I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I thank you, Lord. They're calling some business essential. I said, my business is essential. It's essential, Lord. It's essential. In the name of Jesus, I won't have to be shut down. My business won't be shut down. And you know what? Mine fell under the essential. Hallelujah. Went right on through, and then every day I come out. You ought to be doing it. I don't care where you were or where you are in status. You need to come out of your mouth every day. I'm the head, not the tail. I lean into your word. Don't lie, God, and I might not see how, Lord, but you're going to bring me to that place. Psalm 66 says, I went through the fire. Yeah, I'm going in some trials right now. I went through the flood. Yeah, it's hard right now, but you brought them out into a wealthy place, an abundant place. You need to be saying that, believing that, acting on that, no matter what's going on. And you know what, praise God, I prospered throughout the whole pandemic. God give me wisdom. Things got to where you couldn't get doors and all of that stuff, you know, and things happening. And I mean, different things wasn't working out. It's like every job we'd go to, you know, if something's been wrong with it. And I went through the process and got frustrated and aggravated and gone quit, and then made up my mind, I don't quit the will of God. And bless God, I mean, he brought me out, praise God. And I mean, I got shop slapped full of doors, other place slapped full of doors. Now, if they going to bring me some this next week, I'm going to have to tell them, don't ship them right now. See, but what I'm saying, I'm not bragging on that business part. I could have quit. You can quit. You can lay your faith down. You can lay your dreams down because of what you're going through. That's my point. It's not about I got plenty to do. It's about this word works, and God is faithful to the ones that'll hang on to it in your heart, praise God. And I mean, build yourself up in the Lord. Cut this world out. Cut it off. You'll make it without the news. Fast from it. Fast for, turn on, what's that, Wheel of Fortune. That Wheel of Fortune's boring. No, that's your flesh wants entertained by something else. Turn it off. Turn off the world for a little while. Turn it off. Turn it off. Turn on the things of God for a little while. If you're here and you're not born again, praise God, you'll get upset at some of the things I'm saying. Boy, he's a cocky thing. Now, you just don't know. I would give you the shirt off of my back if Jesus said it. If black God, if God told me to give you land, I got it, baby, and you would get it. If he told me to give you cars, I got them, baby, and you would get it. If he told me to give you motorcycles or equipment or bulldozers, I got it. See, don't judge by my passion the way I'm speaking. Don't let it give you an image of my character. I'm not you either. Hallelujah. But you know what? If you want to be a blessing for the Lord, if you want God to use you, if you want to be used by the Lord, praise God, and you seek after that, you go after the things of the Lord, God will bring you in and he'll begin to use you. He'll make you a conduit and he'll begin to bless your life. Hallelujah. I used to just hand-me-down trailers all tore up, all that stuff. See, some of you, it bothers when somebody gets up and tells you they come from nothing to something. But see, that ought to give you an indication that a nobody can come somewhere and become a somebody. And you know, that ought to give you, it ought not to upset you. It ought to fire you up to say, hey, God's the same God. He's the same God that's did that for them, that is testifying of all of this. Somebody said not too long ago, I was talking about, you know, it gets on people's nerves. You can talk about how the devil's this, the devil that, on Facebook and everybody. Yes, amen. I mean, they'll get on there, bless God, but you get on there and tell them you paid cash for a car and give Jesus glory and see what happened, bragging on his money. Bragging on his money. I just deleted the dude. I went, been friends a long time with you. Bye. Now I don't have to hear your lies. Come on, somebody. I don't got to hear their lies no more. That's a lie. I wasn't bragging on that. That truck came from the Lord. My home came from this church building came from the Lord. This ceiling tile came from the Lord Jesus. This carpet came from the Lord Jesus. You know what? A church that didn't even like me gave us those pews. The guy that had to tell me, he said, I didn't really want to tell you this, Mr. Weston. I said, why not? Well, I mean, I think they ought to sell them, but they want to give them all to you. And I said, glory. I mean, he didn't want to give them to me. But the whole church, see, that was Jesus. And he knew we had purple seats, and so he sent us purple pews. We got a purple sign. You know why I like purple? It's royalty. It represents royalty. Somebody walked in the building one day, and they said, ooh, it feels rich in here. They hadn't even got to the sanctuary yet. I said, that's us. I said, it's not the building, man. This building's 80 years old. It's us. I said, it's the people. It's the spirit that's here. It's God. It's the spirit of God in this place. I said, we can't help it. We want to advance. We want to enlarge. I mean, we can't help it. I said, that's just Jesus. I said, he's rich. I said, that's the same one you're serving. Well, I've never thought like that before. I said, I know it. Come on in and get you a meal. Pull up the table and play. God, he set you at a table in the presence of your enemy. You're in here today, and he set a table for you, and you're going to get better than spaghetti. They left here fired up. Well, Scott, I'm going to believe God. That's what it's all about. Believe in God to change your marriage. Believe in God to heal your body. Believe in God to increase you. Believe in God to promote you. Believe in God, like Monty said, that we will know the truth. Praise God, that we're full of God's word. And when the truth, and when it starts, error starts coming our way, we just shoot it down. We just slap her down. We say, nope. Just like somebody told me one time, they said, well, you know, you signed up to be poverty when you signed up to be a preacher. I didn't ever take that bullet. I'm a rich preacher. They lied to me, David. They lied. And I ain't dependent on y'all. I'm not supposed to. The Bible says, cursed is the man that trusteth in man, but blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, whose help he is. He's my help. He's your help. Now, it's okay to have confidence in one another, and people have it deepened in the Lord, deeper than you do people. Hallelujah. See, this world is getting darker, and even Christians. Well, we live in a modern world now. What changed your mind? The TV. They say we know you're not supposed to offend anybody. I said, well, are you trying to offend anybody by not getting gay with them? They want to shut us down because we don't want to be gay. They want to shut me up because I don't want to be gay. They want to shut me up because I don't want to be a crook. Right? A preacher crook. Oh, they're preachers. You can believe everything they say. That's a lie, too. I told somebody one time they was using me being a preacher, using me being a preacher to get me a job. I went and told that contractor, I said, he's lying. He looked at me and he said, he's lying? I said, yeah, I don't need your money. He said that you giving me these doors was going to help me pay my utilities and stuff. I said, he's lying. I said, he's trying to help me. He don't mean to. I said, but you ain't my God. I said, and I'm going to pay my bills. Jesus is my source, with or without these garage doors. I said, so don't think just because I'm a Christian and a preacher that you feel obligated to give me these jobs, these garage doors. I said, but I want your business, Breath God, not because I'm going to go under because you don't. You know what? I got the contractor for years. He even griped about the price, every one of them. He went on to use me anyways. That was Jesus. But see, I'm not going to be watered down that I'm a beggar. I've got to go beg people. Or I feel in fear where I work that I'm not. They're going to get rid of me. No, you got to stay in faith. It don't matter if you're in your own business or you work somewhere else. Everybody's not anointed to be in their own business. And if you are anointed to be in your own business, you better get on the Word of God so that that business don't drive you away from Jesus. In the same way with work. Went to work one time, my brother, he come. He said, Jack needs us Saturday and Sunday. I said, I'm not working Sunday. I said, I'm not working Saturday or Sunday. Well, he's going to pay you $25 an hour. I said, I'm not for sale. I said, you are, but I'm not. I'm not working on Saturday. I work Monday through Friday, and I committed that to the Lord. Sunday's my day at church, and I've got a family, and I'm going to spend Saturdays, and I feel like I'm anointed by the Lord to do it. I'm going to spend my Saturdays with my kids, with Travis. He was a baby. I said you're for sale, but I'm not. Well, I didn't go. And Dave, I've made it fine. $25 an hour. So what? Lose my family for $25 an hour? I don't think so. Right? God can give me way more than $25. I was telling somebody the other day, I said it took me a whole year to make $13,000. That's what I made a year. $12,800, $13,500. That's what I made. I got born again, and I've got the same job, you know, and everything. I went from $13,000 because of Jesus. Because of the Word, because of honoring God, I went from 13,000 to 22,000. Then the Lord put me in my own business, and 3 weeks later, I locked in one job. And when I got done with that job, I carried home $13,500 for a week and a half. I like to fell out, Dave. I'm like, Jesus, he's real. He's real. It took me a year, and it only took me a week and a half. Well, see, that ought to excite you. Glory to God, to get his supernatural where I work, this thing will work for me. See, it ain't your job, it's Jesus. People out there on a fixed income, they think they're strapped. Listen, this Word is not bound to your Social Security. This Word is not bound to food stamps. This Word is not bound. This Word is not bound to disability check. I told my mama, they didn't have meals on wheels. You know, they called it meals on wheels back then. But I went to Mom. I said, Mom, I said, you're limiting God. Oh, boy, God knows I can't afford all this. He knows I can't. I said, no, it ain't got nothing to do with whether He thinks you, I said, God's word said that he is no respecter of persons. Now, Mom, if he will bless me, he will bless you. I said, you know, she said, well, I mean, you got a job. You can put in more hours. I said, no, it's not got nothing to do with the job and hours. I said, it's got to do with our faith. And so it wasn't too long she started believing God. How many knows you can have a mental sin of believing God? You ain't believing God at all. When she really started believing God, she started honoring him. That's how you know when somebody believes in God. That's how you know when you've got a conviction that God hates divorce and your mate wants divorce and you just refuse to give them one. You know you're in the truth now. Tracy said she had something on Facebook yesterday. She said, if we got a divorce, what would you take? And I got my mind on it and I'm thinking, what would I take? And I said, well, I know one thing. I said, I'd take all my equipment around here. I said, I'm loading it up first thing, my boat, my backhoe, and all my equipment's leaving here. Well, I was picking peas down there. I'm going to tell her today. I'm going to say I thought of something else that I would take. I was picking them peas after I was thinking about it. And I thought, you know what, Lord? I'm going to tell her that I'm going to take her. I'm going to take the equipment and her. That's the Holy Ghost. You can't take me. We're divorced. I ain't divorced. I'll never divorce you. You are, but you're going with me. We can get a divorce, but you're still going with me. Hallelujah. Well, my heart's made up. My mind and heart's made up. I don't care come hell or high waters. I will not entertain divorce. I will not entertain it. Whether it's being funny or, you know, I just will not entertain it. I hear guys out there, ooh, I'd trade mine in for 230s. I'm like, mm-mm. Never. I got mine trained. It took me 38 years to get her where she's at. Now, by God, I'm not going back to start again. I do make funny with it, praise God, but why not enjoy life? Why not think that goofy way there? Make it funny. Hallelujah. I have to make it funny. Y'all, I'm not a funny guy. I'm a serious guy. But God makes it funny. He makes it funny, son. He makes my hardship funny to some of you. And that's okay. Hallelujah. But you know what? This is not a. There's a song. I'm climbing up on the rough side of the mountain. I mean, in a year after year, I'm on the rough side of the mountain. I mean, a year later, I'm still on the rough side of the mountain. Are you ever gonna get up there? Get off the rough side, man. Climb that thing, man. Get on up there. Jump off the other side. Throw a rope. Tie a rope while you're up where you slide on down to victory. Hallelujah. But that's what they think. As a man think in his heart, so is he. You can sit at home, I'll never be nobody and never go nowhere and I won't never have nothing. You won't. Because the Bible says, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. But if you'll get in that word and say, Jesus, you're Lord, like that sign says on the in the church, and I put that up there for a reason, so that every time somebody comes in here, they see that Jesus is Lord. That Jesus is Lord. That Jesus is Lord. That'll become a revelation to people. But you can rise up and you can say, but God, I might feel like a nobody. I might not be anywhere, praise God, hallelujah, right now. But Lord, you have plans, according to Jeremiah 29, for my future. And I'm going to find those plans. I'm just going to be faithful where I'm at, God. Don't try to jump out and do something crazy, you know. Just say, God, I'm going to be faithful right where I'm at. And I'm going to depend on your anointing and your grace, Lord, to get me to the dreams that I have, hallelujah. He'll take you there. Told Travis the other day, I said, stop in there. We should have stopped in there. Well, my trailers look a little rough, you know. I'm one of them. Keep the anointing on it till black God, there ain't no anointing keeping them barons again. I mean, I'm not going to get robbed, you know. I mean, that's just my mentality, black God. There ain't nothing going to tell me what I got to do. I'm going to be led by the Holy Spirit. So I told Travis, I said, we should have stopped in there. He turns, he's going to go back. I said, yeah, just go back. You go in there and we're looking at trailers, and I'm like, yeah, how much is that one? It was $30-something hundred for brand new. Now I made up my mind. I'm going to come up here. I'm going to make sure the lift to get on there. And by God, I'm paying. And I ain't got to borrow it. I'm paying cash. Well, you know, there was a time back yonder when I thought, what junk can I trade for a junk trailer? Lord, I got to have a trailer, God. And I mean, not realizing, why don't you just believe God? Why don't you just sit down and draw you out a trailer, a nice one and a new one, and put it before the Lord and say, God, you can give me a new one as easy as you can give me a bent up one and a bad one, Lord. You can give me. And you know what, praise God? I was thinking about it, and I thought, glory to God. Lord, I pay cash for everything, but I believe that way. And I worked myself, laid my hands on things, calling those things that be not as though they are. Yes, it seemed stupid when I first started 18 years ago, but black God, it don't seem stupid now. I went and made up my mind. I said, Lord, I'm going to believe for $1,000, $1,500 a month over what I make, that I know that it's coming from you. And then the Lord, it came in. 2 or 3 months, it came in. And I'm like, whoa, glory to God. So I thought, I went and told Teresa, I said, you know what? I said, this works. I said, I know it works. I said, you know what I'm going to do? I said, I just believe that this is the Lord. I said, I'm going to believe for this $1,000 that I'm going to put here extra, and this $500 here, but I'm going to believe for you $500 too, sweetheart. I said, I'm going to believe for God to bring me in $500 a month outside of blunt overhead door, outside of that I know that it's you, that it's him. And I'm going to believe for you $500. She don't have to work. Just work with me, baby. Stay in faith. You know what's working with your husband? You get in agreement with him. When he's got a vision to prosper you and bless you, don't lay down on it. Get in there and get in agreement with him. The Bible says one puts 1,000, two puts 10,000. If you go, I ain't got nobody, well, get in agreement with me. All you need is three. The Bible says a threefold, one, two is better than one, and a threefold cord can't be broken, praise God. Well, you've got you, you've got us, you've got one man, you've got the Holy Spirit. You've got the Holy Spirit. See, you've got a dream past where you're at. You're not a beggar. I've had people to come to me and say, well, pray for me that God can bless me. I said, I can pray till hell freezes over and it won't never freeze over. And if you don't let God do it, I can't pray it on you. If you don't let God in your financial life, I can't pray it on you. Well, I mean, you know, prayer chain works, you know. The right prayer works. What's God's will? I mean, I've had people before, I believe I just married the wrong one. I want, you know, pray for me that I can get sister so-and-so. And she's married. And I'm like, I ain't praying that. I can't pray that. God won't answer that. That's kind of like the enemy over there telling the prophet, go over there and curse him. He goes and tells the prophet, I can't curse him. I can't curse. You can't curse what God's blessed. But he said you can get them to curse herself. Do you know that's just relevant today? Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you to take the word of God. You're not a beggar and you're not a victim. Well, I feel like I'm a victim. I feel like it's always just happening to me. Nobody cares. And see, you gotta come out of that, and you gotta realize that Jesus is for you and not against you. And if God be for you, who can be against you? And you know what? I'm trying to bring my grandkids up in with this thinking. They don't need anybody to fit in. Now, I'm not trying to separate them from people. But they're going to have confidence in their self. Travis did so much to him, I think he nearly got in pride. He thought everybody wanted him. I mean, we raised him up, you know, where, you know, you're creating the image and likeness of God, and you're not, you know, we never told him he's a nobody. We always told him you can do anything that God tells you to do. And I would tell him, you know, you don't just have to settle for any girl, you know. I mean, so he had that mentality, and have anybody on the planet. And I told him one time, I said, everybody don't want you. Had to break that bubble for him. Everybody, every girl don't want you, homie. I mean, seriously, everybody, every girl don't think he's cute. He got some of that from the world. I wasn't looking when I met you, baby. I won't be looking when you leave either. See, you can't get that world mentality in there. Praise God. But, you know, you need to have confidence. You know, I mean, I come out of drug culture and all of that stuff. And, I mean, every now and then, I really do. I think, man, there's so much pressure on me in business, different things. I just need to get me a good joint. You know, a good joint. And just smoke a joint. See, you ain't never smoked pot. You don't love it like I did. I liked it. I mean, you drank water and you love water? I love pot like you like water. Or Mountain Dews or whatever the case might be. You know? But I know that that's not going to give me relief. You know why I know? Because when I get stoned, I get paranoid. Now I'm thinking the law's going to pull in here any minute. And they're going to find this joint or whatever, and then I'm going to be in trouble and I'm going to jail. I mean, I just went from one pressure to another. And then whatever you let your mind focus on becomes real to you. You know, you're tripping. But see, the enemy ain't going to lie to me. That's what's going to give me some peace from the pressures of this life. Jesus said, "My peace I give to you, not as the world gives." I was telling somebody the other day that's talking about, yeah, man, I know. I remember, buddy, if anybody partying, y'all was. You and Teresa partied on the weekend. We was known for it, man. I mean, you know, and I said, yeah. I said I spent $47,000 in 7 years just on marijuana. I said, what I didn't realize, you know, is that I was blowing my future. I said, but when I got born again, I said, I got redeemed. I said, and he's given me back all that the canker worm. I've read that in the Bible. He'll restore all that the canker worm come to steal. And you know, and then you take it over here. I mean, I used to be hooked on boats. Every boat I seen, Dave sitting out in the woods, I'm pulling in her. I'll drag that boat out of there. I mean, I'm just spending $200, $400, $600, whatever. I had to discipline myself because it was eating up all my profit. And then Teresa, good Lord, how many boats do you need? I'm like, and one more. She didn't get rid of her Walmart app either. She told me, she said, you didn't tell the truth that there. I said, what? She said, that Walmart app woke me up the other morning. I said, what? I said, well, I said, I didn't say it that well. I said up there behind the pulpit that Walmart app didn't slap you. I said, remember? I said, it didn't slap you. I said, now it might have woke you up and give you a notification. 10% off. Got this on sale. Ding. They do it to make my phone, you know. And I said, but what my point is, that Walmart app is not making you spend that money. It's not making you. I said, now you tell me that I'm telling you the truth. Yeah. I said, okay, praise God. But you know what? If you're not born again, you don't have control over your life. I mean, your darkness is going to rule in your life. You don't have power over it. We're born into sin. And the Bible says in Romans 8 that sin shall not have dominion over us. Now, that's a choice that we make once we get born again. You know, darkness don't have to rule in our life. That don't mean we're perfect. I'm not perfect. Man, I mean, don't think I'm standing up here telling you that I'm perfect and I got it all down and, you know, and I'm not having to work on things. No, I'm not telling you that at all. I've got a lot of imperfections, but I ain't going to lay down and quit because I'm not fully built yet. You shouldn't lay down and quit because you're not fully built yet. God's working. There's a song, I'm working on a building, God's working on a building. That building's us, you know. So don't give up on God, and God won't give up on you. So I want to encourage you. You're not a beggar, and you're not victim. See, if you're victim mentality, you're going to have to change that. When something bad happens to you, I mean, just like my business, I went through, and I watched one guy, he quit. He said he wasn't ordering no more doors, and I watched people cancel doors on him. You know, I mean, And so he stuck with those doors, thousands and thousands of dollars of doors. And so I get before the Lord fasting, and the Lord began to tell me what to do and show me what to do. Well, I just had one that ordered the doors, hadn't built the building yet, shot the building wrong, called me up. I've already got the doors, got a down payment, got the doors paid for. I've had them for several months, you know, and called me up. He says that 10 by 10, he said, I've only got 4 inches. I said, it won't go. He said, you could order a 10 by 9. You could sell that door. I said, no, you can. I said, I'm not buying that door. I don't need that door. That door belongs to you. Now, I'll order you another door. Well, I'm not going under, Dave. I'm not buying that door. That door's not, it's not mine. I'm not giving you no money back for that. Well, that's not very Christian-like. That's not very anything-like to think I'm going to buy you a door. I don't care if you saved or lost. Even lost people don't expect me to buy them doors. Well, what I'm saying is God told me what to do. And then having to be bold when it hits mine. You're not costing me. This is not going to happen, praise God. See, what I'm saying, God give me wisdom back there. He'll give you wisdom. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And we